Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishneh Yomi is continuing. We're in Chagiga. We just started Chagiga yesterday, Mazel Tov again, on Moed Katan. So just like we're moving into, you know, very happy, exciting learning about the temple and the offerings in the temple and the festivals, so too Am Yisrael should move from sadness into happy times. In the first mission, Chagiga, we mentioned who is obligated in re'iyah, in showing up at the temple, and that also refers to the korban re'iyah, the olat re'iyah, which is a burnt offering, literally, of showing up. We're going to see today there is also an obligation to bring shalmei chagiga, which is a shlamim for the festival, which was eaten by the festival attendees and their families. This is all based on the pasuk in Exodus Shmot chapter 23, starting in verse 14. Says Kol Zechorcha, which we talked about yesterday, all of the men need to go up, and we talked about the children, the ages of the children, and you should not appear empty-handed. So there's an appearance, and there's an idea of not being empty-handed, of showing up with karbanot. Which brings us to Mishnah Bet. So we're in chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Bet Shammai Omri, Bet Shammai holds, HaRe'iyah, the Olat Re'iyah, the showing up offering, Shtei Kesef, has to be worth 2 silver coins, 2 silver maot, the chagiga ma kesev, and the shalmei chagiga, the shlamim, which is eaten, has to be worth at least 1. Beit Hillel omrim, Beit Hillel disagrees, the re'iya ma kesev, the ola can be worth even 1 coin, chagiga shtei kesev, the chagiga should be worth 2. The idea being, since some of the parts of the chagiga are burnt on the altar, on the mizbeach, some of them go to the kohanim, and a lot of the meat goes to the owner of the offering and his family or his guests, so it should be a larger animal. Now Mishnah Gimel adds, Olot b'moed baot mina chulin. If you're bringing a carbon ola during cholam moed, so now it's not the required carbon ola, the ola t'ra'iyah, it's now an optional, voluntary ola, that comes from chulin money. Now the idea here is also, if it's a voluntary ola, that has to wait for cholam moed. You couldn't bring it on the first day of Yom Tov, but on the first day of Yom Tov, you can bring the ola t'ra'iyah, the ola of appearance, because that's the mitzvah of the day, so it would override the restrictions of Yom Tov. The shlamim min a meiser, but a carbon shlamim, your shlamim chagiga, and other shlamim can come from meiser. Now this we mentioned in Masechet Meiser Sheni, that a meiser sheni money is your money to spend in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, on food items. So somebody who has a large crop, a large amount of meiser sheni, he could redeem that onto money, sarta kesef, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy all sorts of food, including meats. And we said it was ideal to use that money to bring a shlamim, because then it's not only just enjoying barbecue, but it's having a part of it go on the mizbeach, some goes to the kohanim, and then you also have barbecue with meiser sheni and a carbon in Yerushalayim. Now the Mishnah concludes, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, as we discussed, there is a chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach. Now we eat an egg with a zecher chagiga at our Pesach Seder. It's a remembrance to the chagiga offering that was eaten along with the carbon Pesach. So that Pesach, that chagiga, the first day of Pesach, Beit Shammai Omrim min chulin. He says you have to bring that from chulin money, regular unsacred money, not meiser sheni money. Beit Hillel Omrim min meiser. He says you could also bring it from your meiser sheni money. Yashar koach, everyone should be well. We should all have besorot tovot, good news. Zay gezunt.